king of Judah. Now, this is the enemy speaking, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Our God does not deceive. He is truth personified. And then in verse 11, he said, behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly, and thou shalt be delivered. Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed? And then he began to give them examples as Gozan and Haran and Reves and the children of Eden, which were in Telsa, where is the king of Hamath and the king of Apad and the king of the city of Sephram, of Hena and Avi. His speech is laced with facts, but facts are not close to the truth. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? You see, there are some things you want to do now. People are telling you, it has never, can't you see how it happened to this one, how it happened to that one, how it happened to this one? I will show you that you are different. Glory to God. That it happened to them does not mean it will happen to you. That was their route does not mean totally that that will be your route. His speech is laced with brightness. Let's look at the facts now. Now, this is the fact, verse 17 to 18, of a truth. Lord, this is now the king telling God, who is now praying and is telling God the facts. Lord, our God, he said, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. That's the fact. And have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but that's the truth. But the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Well, that's exactly what happened, but look at the truth. Verse 19, now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that what? That thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Those gods are fake gods, but the difference is that you are the true God. Hezekiah prayed to God, to the true God, for answers. And then the God that he prayed for gave him a word. Verse 20, then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah saying, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Zechariah, king of Assyria, I have heard. You have laid out the facts, but now here is the truth. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, verse 32 to 36, concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not even come into this city. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. What will happen? By the way which he came, by the same way shall he return. And shall not come into this city, says who? Said the true God. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. You know why God will do some things in your life? Not because of you, but because of him. For his name's sake. He said, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all what? Dead corpses. And finally, verse 36. So, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned. He didn't come to that city by the way that he came. Please take note, every word of God is the truth. And it will come to pass. Every word of the enemy is a lie. And it is designed to make you, to put pressure on your life. Every word of God. No matter how impossible it looks, no matter how impossible it sounds, every word of God must come to pass. Otherwise, how can you say we are going to build a 50,000 capacity church in 1 year? Where is that done? They went to all the builders, international builders in Nigeria in those days. They said, we can't deliver. It's not possible. And then God said, well, my hands are now on some of the members of the church so that I can take the glory. They are the ones that will do it. It got to a stage. They built the roof. The roof came down. The government did not approve the building. Why? Because government said, because God told God's servant, he said there will be no pillar to hold it. Government said, no, until after you have used it for a while, that's when we will approve. Because we don't believe in that nonsense. The building is still standing today, to the glory of God. To the glory of God, because whatever God has said, God will do. Our God never lies. Tell your neighbor what God has said about you. He will surely bring it to pass. Hebrews 6 and verse 18. He says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. Amplify says, so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath. So those are the things that can't change. Two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him for refuge will have strong encouragement in an indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us. Look at ERV translation. These two things cannot change. God cannot lie when he says something, and cannot lie when he makes an oath. So these two things are a great help to us who have come to God for safety. They encourage us to hold on to the hope that is ours. Everything God has said, God will do. So hold on to the hope. God's word is designed to give us hope. Hold on to the hope. Hold on to the hope, because what he has said will always come to pass. Very quickly now. What are we holding on to? In other words, what hope is in the word for us? What hope is in the word for us? Number one, quickly, we are redeemed for honor. The word tells us that we are redeemed for honor. We were not redeemed for disgrace. We were not redeemed. What you see now may not look like honor, but there is hope of honor. We were redeemed for honor. As long as you are committed to honoring me, I will also honor you, is what God is saying. Honor in bringing people to church, I will also honor you. Proverbs 14:28, in the multitude of people is the king's honor. 1 Samuel 2:30, for them that honor me, I will honor. You honor me by bringing multitudes, I honor you. And in my honor lies your honor. Honor also comes in service. John 12:36, if any man serve me, let him honor me. Let him follow me. Where I am, there also shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We honor him with our service. He honors us in return. His promise towards us is that he will honor us. So if whatever you are feeling now, whatever is happening around you now does not look like honor, you will still enjoy honor. Anytime you go somewhere, even if you want to sit in front, they take you back to the back because you don't look like honor. You don't look like honor. You want to sit in front, they say, no, come and sit. Like, no, I'm not talking about Usha, not our Usha. So glory to God. So that when they say come and sit here, there's a reason they say you should come and sit there. Glory to God. If you don't, that you don't look like it does not mean you are not it. It will only, he says, well, whatever the will of God is. What is the will of God? The plan of God. He says, when we now do his will, then we'll be patient to see what he has said. A time will come when the people don't see you, when they don't hear from you, they won't take a step. Are you getting what God is saying? Because you are going to be the decision maker. When they don't hear from you, they say, no. We have to wait for him to come. We have to wait for her to come. Right now, you don't look like it. As a matter of fact, they are looking at you and they are saying, what does he have to contribute? What do you have to contribute? But a time is coming, and now is, when they will say, wait, oh, let's call sister. In fact, that is even, let's call our bro. Let's call our junior brother. Let's call our junior sister to find out what to do. Because maybe you are older than them. That's why they are giving you that honor. But no, this time it will be an honor placed on you by God. That they will never take no step until they hear from you. That will be somebody's testimony from now. What hope is in the world? For us, we are redeemed as stars. We may appear that we don't even have any star. But that's the lie of the devil. We are redeemed as stars, and your light, your star will soon shine. Amen. Your star will still shine. Amen. And it is now. Amen. Listen to me. A 5-star general in the army started with no star. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? A 5-star general in the army started with no star. As a matter of fact, some of them started with no name. And then gradually, he became a 5-star general. Gradually, he became a 5-star general. Someone here, you won't have 5 stars. Your generality will be stars that cannot be counted. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes when you see a 5-star general, they don't look like it. Sometimes you have slapped one before he says, eh? And then he says, guys, come out. That's when you say, I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't know you are even a soldier. Not talk of a 5-star general. That you don't look like it does not mean you are not it. Glory to God. You see, many of us need to get this mentality. There are some things that you will never associate yourself with because you are looking at yourself. But that's not who God says you are. When you know who God says you are, you will know that concerning you, anything is possible. Anything is possible. If he says you are a star, then that's so be it. Revelation 22:16. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Jesus speaking, sent as a star. And then he said, I'm sending many stars after I'm gone. John 17:18, as thou hast sent me into the world, so send I. So also have I sent them into the world. As children of the most wise God, our Redeemer brought us to be wise. And every wise person is a star. Every wise person ends up a star. And they are sent as a star to shine. Daniel 12:3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. It may appear you are dim now, but your star will still shine. People may be calling you a loser now, but your star will soon rise. People may be calling you a nuisance, but hope says you are still a star. You may be referred to as a wimp now, but hope says you are still a star. The name you are called now is not who you are. What hope says about you is what matters. The name you are called now is not who you are. What this hope says about you, the name this hope calls you is who you are. So when praise is happening, don't look at yourself. Look at what is said, what hope says about you, and dance your way into hope. Glory to God. Many of us left wonderful jobs where we are coming from, awesome jobs where we are coming from, and now you find yourself in a factory. You find yourself. So the day I got to this nation, when I was picked up from the airport, as we were driving home, the first thing the person said to me is, so, Yemi, we're going to go to I can't even remember the name of the place, so that you can buy boot. I said, boot, oh, for the snow? I said, no, not for the snow, for factory. For factory job. So that, and you know, so that when you are working in that grocery store, even when you are going home, you can also carry some groceries. You won't need to go again to buy groceries. Just carry grocery home. Ah, in my head, is that what I came to do here? Is that what you people do here? Glory to God. That you are not there now does not mean you won't get to where you want to go. You are a doctor over there treating people. Now they say you should come and be doing, what is that thing called? You are doing, you people know what I'm talking about. You are doing it, and then you are, every time you are doing it, your head is cast down. Do it with joy, knowing fully well that one day, one day, it will still be my turn to start treating people here too. That will be somebody's testimony here. Your current position is just a work in progress to your next position. The Lord will give you understanding. Number three, very quickly, what hope does the word give us? We are redeemed as pace setters, pathfinders, and trailblazers. We are redeemed as pace setters, pathfinders, and trailblazers. Well, even if you know nothing about pace setters, you don't know nothing about trailblazers, at least you know pathfinder, those who come from where I come from. Glory to God. But let me give you a dictionary meaning of the three. Who is a pace setter? Technical. A person, group, or organization that is the most progressive or successful and serves as a model to be imitated. How many from one of my states where I come from, they call it the pace setter state? How many are from there? The pace setter state. And the pace setter state simply means everybody is copying us. We are not copying nobody. As a matter of fact, that's how they say it in the language. That's right. Glory to God. A person, group, or organization that is the most progressive or successful and serves as a model to be imitated. That's who you are. Ah, you don't believe it. I said that is who you are. That you don't look like it does not mean that is not who you are. That is who you are. So even now, let me tell you the truth right now. Even now, even as you are now, that you are thinking of nothing about yourself, some people are still imitating you. Some people still want to be like you. And that is, you have not even gotten to where you are going. As at right now, you are somebody's prayer point. Somebody wants to copy you, to be like you. Who is a pathfinder? Let's go. A person who finds or makes a path, way, route, etc., especially through a previously unexplored or untraveled wilderness. Let me say, that's who you are, but let me explain what that means. There are those who have never thought of starting their own business. There are those who have never thought, they have been carrying people, but they have never thought that they can own where they carry people. They've told you, no, you can't do it here. You will need certification. You will need this certification. We need that certification. You will need that certification. And then when they count everything for you, you give up. So you are now going to be the reference point. We are a path where nobody has never tread before. You say, I'm not giving up. Nobody has ever done it. It starts with me. A path, a way, a route, especially through a previously unexplored or untraveled wilderness. No, blacks can't get it like that here. No, where you are from, they don't do that here. No, that's the lie of the devil. Previously unexplored. Nobody has done it before, but the Bible says that is why I brought you here. You are the one to start. And who says you will fail? Do you know you can start a bank here? Do you know you can own one here? Let's start thinking ahead and not looking down ourselves. Trailblazer, quickly. A person who is a pioneer in any field of endeavor. So, yes, everything is pointing to the same thing. A person who is a pioneer in any field of endeavor. We are redeemed to set the pace. We are redeemed to find the path. We are redeemed to blaze the trail. Matthew 5:14. This is who you are. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the light that gives light to others. Not only that, Isaiah 62 and verse 3, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. NLT summarizes our pace setting, pathfinding, and trailblazing hope. Technical, New Living Translation. The Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see. A splendid crown in the hand of our God. Oh, please come here. Somebody that is not as tall as I am, though. Glory to God. He says, the Lord will hold your hand. Hallelujah. You know what that means? That means you have fought. You know when in boxing, when you have fought a battle, you win. Then they hold your hand that this is the champion.
Hallelujah.
That's what it means. The Lord will hold your hand Hallelujah. In his hand Hallelujah. For all to see. Hey, everybody, look at the trailblazer.
Hallelujah.
Look at the pathfinder. Hallelujah. He shall be my crown of glory. He is like a diadem in my hand. Tell yourself that's who you are.
That is who.
Say that's who I am. What hope does the word give us? Number 4, we are redeemed to enjoy marital settlement. Marital settlement. When God was creating marriage, he created it for good. Genesis 1:27 to 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. If what you see in your marital life now is contrary to what I just read, it is the lie of the enemy. Or if you are at marriageable age and it is not happening, it is the lie of the devil. You know, many of us, because of the freedom that we have here, abandon the scriptures for freedom. We abandon the scriptures for the freedom. What you know that you couldn't do where we were coming from. Because somebody will give you a slap and reset your brain immediately. As in your family, not your husband, not your spouse. So you are telling them some things, they give you a slap, they give you a slap word. And you understand what God is saying? They tell you something, your head is reset immediately. But here, everybody is walking the same path. As a matter of fact, they are wondering what you are still doing there. So they are the ones telling you, you better come out. But that is contrary to what hope said. Marriage is a good thing, and everyone is entitled to it. And those who are in it also should enjoy it. When we got to Canada, after a while, my wife got a job, I got a job. I got a job first, and then she got a job later. And then all of a sudden, cracks in the marriage. For the first time and last time in my life, I called her mom in Nigeria. I said, come and carry your daughter. Come and talk to her. Come and do this. Come and. For the first, it was after I hung up that I said, what did I do? What have I just done? That was the first, that probably was like 15, 20 years ago or so. That was the first and last time that anybody ever had anything about our home. Because I sat down, we sat down. Hey, the way everybody is going in this nation, we are not permitted to go that way. No, 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 no. We didn't, even if it means going back to where we are coming from. But this thing has to work here. Why? Because before we got married, I had a notion. I had a vision. And the same thing, her vision. Our marriage will be an example for others. How will it be an example when you have scattered yourself? You won't be found there again. I said you will not be found there again. Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Marriage should command favor, not pain. And everything unpleasant in marriage is a lie of the devil. Psalm 102, verses 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Marriage should command favor and not stress, not agitation. Marriage is not designed to be stressful. The enemy wants you to believe that. He wants you to believe problems are normal in marriage. But that's the lie of the enemy. But hope says, marriage is beautiful. Tell your neighbor, marriage is beautiful. And only God knows, there may be single sitting together. Just tell your neighbor, just tell yourselves, marriage is beautiful. And let the Lord, Holy Spirit, complete it. Glory to God. Number five, quickly because of time, what hope does the world give us? We are redeemed to enjoy a good old age. So which means, tell your neighbor as I'm saying it, you ain't dying young. No one in this family is permitted to die young. The enemy gives us an evil report of death, but the truth says we will enjoy a good old age. Look at what is written, which is the truth. 1 Corinthians 15, 54 to 57. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To understand it better, take a look at TLB. When this happens, then at the last, this scripture will come true. Please put it on. When this happens, then at last, this scripture will come true. What is that scripture? Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where then is your victory? Where then your sting? For sin, the sting that causes death will all be gone. And the law, which reveals our sins, will no longer be our judge. How we thank God for all this. It is He who makes us victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Nobody in this assembly dies young. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the promises he gave us. Exodus 23, 23, 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And what? There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. And then he concluded by saying, the number of your days I will fulfill. Now, but very quickly, how do we recognize the prophetic word? How do we recognize the prophetic word? Number one, when the word provokes bold declarations. What you are afraid to say, you will not see. Every word you receive and believe will loosen your tongue. And then you begin to say what ordinary people will not be able to say. Matthew 10, 27. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in light. And what ye hear in the air, that preach upon the housetops. Whatever you hear from me, declare it openly. If you are too afraid to declare it, I will be too ashamed to confirm it. If you are too afraid to declare it, I will be too ashamed of you to confirm it. What you can't declare cannot be confirmed. A word boldly declared is a word firmly confirmed. Technically, I think you have that. A word boldly declared is a word firmly confirmed. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. One characteristic of the spoken word is that you will not be afraid to declare it. David said, this is God's promise to me. In Isaiah, in Psalm 18, 39 to 43, he said, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. But how will I see it happen? Verses 44 to 45. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. You just said in church now, oh, I'm going to get married this year. And then you get to where your friends are seated. Yeah. And then your mouth is shut because you are now looking at the time and calendar. And because you are saying nobody has come yet. Or you just said in church, I'm going to buy my car before December. And then you are driving or somebody is giving you a ride home. He's saying, when are you buying a car? As well, look. May God provide. God, when God provides, you have just erased what you said in church. Oh, I'm buying my car in December. Even if it doesn't happen in December, tell him God has changed the date. Do they hold somebody for God changing date? Oh, so when is the new one? When he tells me, I will tell you. Glory to God. God has changed the date. But this God will not fail you. Amen. Glory to God. Number two, as we close, how do we recognize a prophetic word? When we shut out or shut up all oppositions with our response. Almost like the first one, but when we shut all oppositions up with our response. Like I said, many nullify the prophetic word with their response to the threat of the enemy. Our response is weighed by our tone and its intensity. Does somebody understand that? Our response will be weighed by its tone and its intensity. You know, you are telling somebody to leave your house and you are saying, please, leave today. You have to leave today. You have to leave. No, he's not ready to leave. And you too, you are not ready to let him go. You leave, oh, before I come, leave. And then you come back, you have not left. Okay, oh. No, you don't want them to go. But when you are leaving, before I come back, I don't want to see you here in this house. They know that you mean it. your tone and intensity. So when the enemy comes with something, how you respond matters. How you respond makes him understand that you know what you are talking about or you are just playing. And then the tone of your and your intensity makes him determine what next to do. Stop it. Until the person gives you a slap before you know stop it. He even gives you a slap, he says, and I don't like it too. Glory to God. Moses, this is the prophetic word. Exodus 7 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, that is passivity in your mind. Have this mentality. I have made thee a god to Pharaoh. And Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. What? Same Moses that fled from the presence of Pharaoh. Yeah, that's why I said now your status has changed. See it now. See yourself as a god to Pharaoh, not the one that fled from him. That's why Moses could go to the presence of Pharaoh and say, now, you, tomorrow, now let my people go that they may serve me. He said, no, I won't let your people go. Okay, I will send flies. And Moses will leave. And Pharaoh could not do nothing. See, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh. So when Moses was going, every time he's going to Pharaoh's house, he goes with boldness. He speaks. He's not saying, Pharaoh, God says I should tell you, let my people go, that they may serve me. Pharaoh will say, my friend, kick this boy out of this place. But when he's going, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me, says the Lord. He says, no, I won't let the people go. Okay, I'm sending flies. The Bible says, Pharaoh will now call David, Moses. Please, come. Okay, I will let them go. Come and stop the flies. At one time, he said, now, I don't want to see your face here again. That's Moses. That's Pharaoh telling Moses that too. Let's read it quickly as we close. Glory to God. Said, oh, I hope I can find it. Exodus 11, 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet I will bring one more plague upon Pharaoh. Okay, no. Exodus 10, 28. Let's go there. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more. For in that day that thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And then Moses, Exodus 11, 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one more plague unto Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When thou shalt go, he shall thrust you out hence altogether. Now, just to save time, a day came. Pharaoh said, Moses, please, everybody, go. Carry everything that you have. Go. And please, pray for me also. Remember, I have turned you to a god unto Pharaoh. He sees you as a god. He's not seeing you like a man. He sees you as a god. Know how you react to things. Even when people tell you things negatively, because you are afraid of them, because you don't want to offend them, you take it in. If they tell you things that are negative, you take it in. Because I didn't want to, he said, no, you can't buy a car here now. You can't buy a car here, and then you take it in. You won't say, I reject that in Jesus' name. That's not my portion. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Let's give God all the glory this morning and praise and honor. All the adoration. Magnify his name. Exalt him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, faithful Father. We bless your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Every time the devil went to Jesus, Jesus will shut him down with, it is written. It is written. Every time, it is written. And then the Bible says he left him for a while. Every time the devil went to him, Jesus would always quote scriptures for him. Well, that's your opinion, but this is what is written. It is written. Don't let anyone shut your destiny down in this nation by limiting you. Because you have a limitless destiny. Don't allow anyone shut you down by saying to you, it is not possible. What is not possible? Those who are millionaires, do they have two heads? Huh? Is black synonymous with lack? Tell me, is black synonymous with lack? Your story will soon change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. Somebody's here already that wants to say, Lord Jesus, everything I've had today begins with me knowing you, and I want my level to change. Before we go into the anointing proper, somebody wants to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. And someone else wants to say, King of Glory, I was with you before, but I left. I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? Wherever you are, online and on ground, please put your right hand on your heart and let me quickly pray with you. Don't bother about who is watching or who is not. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. And if you are doing that, the Lord bless you. If you are doing that, the Lord bless you. Let me pray with you this morning. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downward, bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, you said that prayer online. Send the text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and somebody will be getting in touch with you. You said that prayer on ground. Please just wave your hands to Jesus. Somebody will be by your side already to assist you. Wave your hands to Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Wave your hands to Jesus. And you said it online, send a text message to that number and somebody will be getting in touch with you. Hallelujah. Church, I thought you were clapping for Jesus. Amen. Now, you came with your bottles of oil. Please bring it out quickly. You came with your bottle of oil. Please bring it out. Glory to the name of the Lord. And this oil will be unto you the oil of joy for mourning. Anyone's head that is cast down, your story will change right now. Amen. Your head will never be cast down again. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This oil will be for you the oil of joy for gladness. Amen. From now, joy unspeakable that is full of glory is what you'll be experiencing. Amen. And as you praise him today, this oil will be an anointing for praise. Amen. As you praise him this morning, you will experience supernatural turnaround on all sides. I said you are experiencing strange order of turnaround in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This oil will be for you the oil that will change your story. Your head will never lack oil again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift that oil up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare this the holy anointing oil. We decree power to go into it right now. And as we anoint ourselves, whatsoever is the desire of everyone here or online, Lord, it comes to them speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. You can now give to your neighbor and anoint yourselves, and then the overcomer's voice will minister as we praise him this morning with the whole of our heart. Glory to God.
There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. size of your God, oh, I be God.
Oh, I be God.
Show me the size of your God, oh,
I be God.
Bigger, bigger, bigger than the mountain. Mightier, mightier, mightier than the ocean. Deeper, deeper, deeper than the valley.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. I have a leading to tell somebody here this morning. If you want your praise to be acceptable, put away your bitterness. For someone here, put away your bitterness. I don't know who you are bitter against. Maybe your spouse. Maybe even be your child. Maybe your parents. Or please put away your bitterness. If you want your praise to be acceptable, you can dance, but bitterness will erode you of praise. Look at the life of Hezekiah. 2 Kings, Isaiah, 38. Let's just read 17 to 20. Isaiah 38. 17 to 20. Hezekiah said, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." So bitterness is simply sin. And then he said, "For the grave cannot praise thee." Sin will put me in the grave, and I can't praise you in the grave. He says, "For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth." And then after I put on my bitterness, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. And then in verse 20, "The Lord was ready to save me, but now I will sing my songs." The Lord was ready to save me, but now I will sing my songs. Singing your song. Somebody here, have your song. Everybody get your song that God knows you with. That every time you sing that song, he says, Yemi has come again. Yemi has come again. When you begin to sing that song, he knows that is you. Yemi o mani o. Emi o magbe oga iwo sha ma shatileyin mi emi o magbe oga. Go and look for it in the Bible or in the dictionary. It simply means I will be praising you, I will keep praising you, I will keep praising you. You just keep backing me up, I will keep praising you. You just keep, that's my own song. That's my song. Even sometimes when they say to do personal supplication, "Emi yo man yo, emi yo magbe oga, iwo sha ma shatileyin mi, emi yo magbe oga." Because what you have done for me, no man can ever do. Glory to God. Go in peace. Return with your testimony. You have lifted up your voice to him, it will rain down blessings on you. This month will not pass you by. Your EDD is today. Your EDD is tomorrow. Your EDD is before this month comes to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. At home, you will be blessed. At work, you will be blessed. Concerning your children, you will be blessed. In the works of your hand, you will be blessed. In your business, you'll be blessed. In your career, you'll be blessed. In your academics, you'll be blessed. In everything that concerns you, every department of your life, you'll be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessed will call you blessed. The blessed will call you blessed. The blessed will call you blessed. Nothing goes down in your hands again. Nothing diminishes in your hands again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where you have failed, they will call you back. Where you have been sent out, you will be called back. Where you have been put to shame, you will be celebrated. In the name of Jesus the Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' marvelous name we are praised. Therefore, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace on every side. Peace at work, peace at home, peace in your system, peace in your body, peace on every side. In the name of Jesus Christ, the peace that money cannot buy, receive it now. The peace that money cannot buy, receive it now. The peace that money cannot buy, receive it now. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' marvelous name. Well, somebody is worshiping with us for the very first time on a Sunday morning like